Yeshua was saying to the religious leaders that he was the bread of life that came down out of heaven, and that if anyone would partake of this heavenly bread, whom he was the embodiment of, he said that we would hunger and thirst no more. As he began to say this, he got a huge opposing reaction from the religious leaders of his day. Jesus responded, and in reviewing this from last week, he responded, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself." When you hear these words of Yeshua, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood," these are deep words. These are not words that are easily received. That's why they couldn't receive them. You're going to see in a second, my beloved ones, that everybody left after he said this. They couldn't receive it. It grossed them out. It was too deep. They couldn't comprehend the meaning. Jesus spoke in such terms because he was saying, unless you take me into your life fully, completely, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. And if you recall that Jesus was introduced to the world by John the Baptist as the Lamb of God, going back to Passover, the Israelites had to eat that entire Passover lamb 3,500 years ago. They couldn't leave any of it. And it's the same with Jesus. We have to eat all of them. And he said, "He that eats my flesh," if you truly make your life all about me, you will receive eternal life. How can you, my beloved one, come to a place in your life where you're receiving him in fullness? You know what has to happen? We have to be convinced that there's a supernatural God that is present with us right now and that will respond to us. When you believe in the God of miracles, when you believe that the God that spoke to Abraham, the God that spoke to Isaac, the God that spoke to Jacob, the God that did miracles through Elijah and Elisha, the God that manifested himself to the apostles supernaturally, the God that rose from the dead, when you believe that he's still here in the spirit on earth doing miracles, communicating with his own intimately in spirit and in truth, bringing about supernatural results in your life and filling you, when you believe that he really will do what he said he would do, that he would bring you into true freedom, then you're going to quest after him because you're going to know that he is the one that will and can fulfill you, and nothing else can. That's why he said to the Jewish people of his day, they ate the man in the wilderness, the earthly, and they died. But I've got something to give you. You'll never die, and it's going to fulfill you forever. Let's continue on. "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is true food." Listen, to eat the true food, we have to be walking a life of fasting. I'm not talking about just fasting from food. I'm talking about fasting from everything that feeds the flesh. In other words, if we want to receive the true food, if we want to draw Yeshua, the Spirit, into our soul in the deepest way, we have to lead a life of fasting. Jesus said, when the bridegroom leaves, speaking of himself, the ones that love him will fast. What does it mean to lead a fasted life? It means that when you're bored, instead of running to the world to try to fulfill yourself, instead fast from running to the world, fast from watching unwholesome things on television, fast from calling friends and getting into worthless conversations, because the Bible says in the abundance of words there are sin, and just sit still before the Lord, even though it's hard, just sit still before him, allow him to expose your soul and talk to him. It's not the funnest thing in the world to do all the time. It takes spiritual discipline. But to receive Jesus, we have to fast from the things of the flesh. Have you truly, in your kishkas, we say, in your guts, have you truly come to the revelation that Yeshua is the bread of life? that came down to earth from God out of heaven, that if we receive Him, if we make Him the goal and the quest of our life, if we hunger and thirst after Him, and in so hungering and thirsting after Him, we draw Him into our soul, and in so doing, His words are fulfilled, that we'll come to a place that will become so full of Him, so full of Him through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit that will fill us through our hunger and thirst, that we will, as Jesus said, come to a place where our deepest desires will be fulfilled and will hunger and thirst no more.